Betty Ford dies aged 93. Tributes pour in for rehab clinic founder. Tributes for late Republican President Gerald Ford's widow and rehab center founder Betty Ford have poured in from President Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Nancy Reagan after a family member announced her death. Betty Ford died at home in California, where she has lived since the death of her husband Gerald in 2006, surrounded by close family members. Mrs. Ford was the founder of the Betty Ford Center, which has helped thousands of people, including several high-profile public figures, recover from substance abuse since its establishment in 1982. Ford herself suffered from drug and alcohol addictions during her husband's term as U.S. president, as well as a battle with breast cancer, which was diagnosed just weeks after the couple moved into the White House. Within 2 months of Ford's presidency, Betty had undergone a full mastectomy, and the experience led her to campaign for greater awareness of breast cancer and its risk factors. President Barack Obama has praised the former First Lady for her dedication to helping those afflicted by the disease. As our nation's First Lady, she was a powerful advocate for women's health and women's rights. After leaving the White House, Mrs. Ford helped reduce the social stigma surrounding addiction and inspire thousands to seek much-needed treatment. Fellow former First Lady Nancy Reagan released a statement shortly after Mrs. Ford's death, saying, "I was deeply saddened this afternoon when I heard of Betty Ford's death. She was Jerry Ford's strength through some very difficult days in our country's history, and I admired her courage in facing and sharing her personal struggles with all of us." Former President George Bush Sr. added to the sentiments, "No one confronted life's struggles with more fortitude or honesty, and as a result, we all learn from the challenges she faced."